I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. Joining me is film critic Tim Day of DayAtTheMovies.com, and he's here to talk about this past weekend's box office, because we had an interesting bet. I was very sure that Pacific Rim by Guillermo del Toro would have a big showing this weekend, to the tune of $66 million or thereabouts. And Tim didn't agree with me, and Tim is the winner of that bet.
Yes, well, you know, with the weekend coming up, Despicable Me 2, what's amazing is that in its second week of release, it did incredible numbers and actually won the weekend. And unfortunately, as much as I hate to say it, Adam Sandler's sequel, Grown Ups 2, also did very well numbers in the $40 million range, even though it may be one of the worst films I've sat through in my entire film critic career.
And we don't have time to go into that movie per se, but people need to go on to DayAtTheMovies.com and read your review because it was very well done. Quickly, thoughts on Pacific Rim?
You know, Pacific Rim is a great science fiction film. It's a lot of fun. Some of the best special effects I've seen on screen. I would tell people to see it in the biggest screen they can see it. And here in Lubbock, I would recommend an IMAX. It's a great movie to see with a lot of special effects, with a storyline that's about as clunky as the robots they walk around in.
Well, but that's part of the draw. I think that part of the draw is see it on a big screen. It's a spectacle. It's got great CGI and those types of things. It never pretended to be Citizen Kane. It always said, these are robots fighting monsters, and I think as far as that's concerned, they executed it to perfection.
It's loud, it's bombastic, it's everything you're looking for in a blockbuster along the lines of Armageddon or Independence Day or any of those other summer blockbusters. It's great with a weak story, but it's certainly fun to watch.
And Guillermo del Toro, the director of the film who also did Hellboy, Hellboy 2, his love for that genre and the tropes that are in that genre, if you could call it it's a very distinct type of film, but it shines through, I think, in every frame, through the dialogue, just how big, you know, we talk about it being bombastic, but even the speeches are bombastic. Even the dialogue is really fit to that really over-the-topness, and I think that his love of that type of filmmaking really shines through.
At one point, when two of the pilots in bomber jackets walk in, and one turns to the other one and says, "Don't get cocky, kid," which might be a reference to even Han Solo from Star Wars, it's clear that he is paying homage to a lot of those other action films that have come before.
Absolutely. So I highly recommend that you go out and check out Pacific Rim if you haven't seen it yet. Looking forward to this summer, there's not a lot out there, is there, Tim?
You know, really all summer of what we've seen, it seems like summer 2013, when it comes to movies, is the summer of the must-see movie unless I've got some laundry to do. It just doesn't, there's no film out there, even though there's some movies that people have really loved, like Man of Steel or Iron Man 3 or Despicable Me 2, there's never been that one breakout film yet that everyone is telling people around the water coolers at work and their friends, go see this movie. We haven't had that this summer yet.
And last year, it was probably The Avengers, right? That was the must-see movie that everybody was talking about, from my grandfather who talked about it all the way down to my kids who are excited about
Clearly,
it.
It seems like every summer there's a movie or two that's always the must-see film, and we haven't seen that yet. Now, there's a couple of still big tentpole blockbuster films that are about to be released. Wolverine comes out in another week or so. A lot of people looking forward to that to see if that can revive that franchise. And then Neil Blomkamp's film, the director who brought us District 9, his film Elysium with Jodie Foster and Matt Damon, that may be, certainly has a lot of potential to be maybe the thinking man's science fiction film, if Pacific Rim is that blockbuster. Elysium is another take on a science fiction genre that certainly looks to be more straight-ahead action.
And do you think Wolverine will have success to where they continue the X-Men spinoffs and continue to kind of examine the X-Men world?
It would need to be successful. I think that there's potential there. If they're going to test it with another character, Wolverine is certainly the one to do it with.
And Elysium, do you see it having, it looks expensive. I'm not sure what the budget was, you might know, but it looks very expensive. Do you think that will be like District 9? District 9 came out of nowhere and blew the roof off the box office and everything else. Do you think Elysium will have that same effect?
Well, the storyline certainly looks pretty transparent, Occupy Wall Street in space. But there's a lot of star potential that District 9 didn't have behind it with Matt Damon and Jodie Foster. But beyond that, it just looks great. They've obviously raised Blomkamp's budget quite a bit to make this film. And so, for me, it's the most anticipated film of the summer. Looks great. There's a lot of great talent behind it. That may be the late surprise we have in summer 2013.
You recently were telling me about a more sophisticated, smaller film that you caught on Netflix by director Shane Carruth, Texas filmmaker out of Dallas, called Upstream Color. What are your thoughts on that film?
Upstream Color was a movie that I watched, and it just blew my mind because it's something that is not like what you see anywhere else. It is available on Netflix Stream right now. But it is almost a stream of consciousness type experience in watching the film. There doesn't even seem to be direct narrative or storyline, and yet there's a very interesting science fiction of following these people who are hypnotized and their lives are being controlled by an unknown force. And so there's some really interesting cinematography and images in that film. It's not like anything else out there. And so if you're looking to experience something that's a little bit more art house and unusual, something different, I'd recommend watching Upstream Color.
All right. Tim Day, thank you again for being on the show. For more from Tim, go to dayatthemovies.com. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.